According to Susan Littlemore, director of a charity that runs a free help and information service for parents, schools do not always do all they can to help bully children in more conventional situations, let alone ones made worse by the use of technology. She says that many parents are let down by teachers, even when their child has been bullied into a breakdown. Teachers, however, would argue that they are overworked enough already without adding to their workload. If the teachers are aware of bullying, they can do something about it. But bullied children are often very secretive, says a spokeswoman for the National Union of Teachers. Teachers can't see what children are doing on their computers at home. They cannot monitor pupils' private lives. That is where parents come in. She recommends keeping home computers in shared spaces. If the computer is in the living room, then you can see on a regular basis as you pass by what your child is doing. The computer should not be hidden away in the child's bedroom, she says. If the parents of the children involved in this particular case had known what their children were doing, they might have been able to put a stop to it. Parents must monitor home use. Littlemore is not so sure. Whenever a community is set up, that community has responsibilities. Schools need to understand that. When schools say they do not know what to do about bullying or it's not up to them to deal with it, the parents are stuck in the middle. It is very unpleasant.